Swiss Army Nation, welcome to your podcast. This show is about you, your passion, and your experiences. Join us for panel discussions, interviews, fan profiles, and so much more. When the curtain drops, the excitement begins. So let's go. Hello, my friends, and welcome to episode 142 of the Kiss Army Nation podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Pasquale Vary.
And I am Claudio Spera. Welcome to the show, everyone. Our guest tonight is a lifelong KISS fan who has countless projects in the KISS camp. Married with four beautiful kids and currently living in Florida, he is very well known within the KISS family for his dedication and professionalism. He's also a former teacher who has devoted his life to share great experiences with people. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the man responsible for running the most successful KISS Love Action platform in the digital world, Mr. Peter Corey. Welcome to the show, Peter.
Hello. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Peter, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. It was fantastic to meet you at Madison Square Garden.
Yes, it was.
And now we have you on the show. So thank you again so much. We were talking about having you on the show in New York. And now here we are. It's fantastic. Thanks again.
A month and a half removed from the concert. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Actually.
So I want to start by digging a little bit into your fandom, starting at the beginning. So it's always interesting to look at why and how, you know, fans got into their first band at the very beginning. Was KISS a band that continued the musical journey for you?
As a kid I was born in 75. So in 1978, 79, Dynasty years, I had an 8-track player in my house. Mm. We had the Dynasty 8-track. But I will tell you a quick story. My brother pushed me off the bed about 4 or 5 years old. Stitches, came home from the hospital. Peter Chris Mego figure. No. So that was my first KISS merchandise back in 1978, 79. He pushed me off the bed. I came home and, you know, Stitches and a Peter Chris Mego. So that was my first merch. 1978, 79 was the Peter Chris Mego doll.
Nice. Something you won't be able to forget.
Well, it's nothing off
of it. The scar is still there.
It's still there. So yes, back in 78, 79 is when I got started with the band. Now, you know, as a 4-year-old, 5-year-old, I didn't have the opportunity to go. I did get to see Kiss Beats the Phantom on live TV, which was cool.
Right, right. So when and how exactly did you get into KISS?
I would say at that moment when I first got the Mego doll, started there. And then as I got older, I mean, they took off makeup when I was 8.
Okay.
Came off when they were 8, when I was 8. So going into middle school, I had a KISS jacket. I should have sent you a picture of it to pop up, but I had a jacket that I wore in middle school with patches on the sleeves, back patch. It was my KISS jacket. And, you know, kids, I'm sure as most KISS fans, people are like, oh, you like that band and everything. But that was makeup. This was the non-makeup years I was living in now in the middle school years. And it was great. I really enjoyed it. And I wasn't able to go to any concerts until I was about the Hot in the Shade tour, 1990. So I was 15.
Okay.
15, first show in Orlando, Florida. My mom took me. I was I had side stage tickets, and Eric Carr came over and signed my ticket.
Oh no!
Wow. Blew my mind because
I
was a fan, yes, but to see him come over and do that, and I always heard that Eric did great stuff.
Yeah.
So it was very cool to have. Some everybody says, "Where's the ticket?" I have the ticket. Oh, I have it somewhere.
This is unbelievable. In your first show, man. That's first incredible.
Side stage, and it was him it was him by himself. He was just kind of walking around and coming over and signing stuff. It was cool for sure. But that was in 1990, and the show was amazing.
Yeah.
Or 89-ish, I guess it was. Yeah. Right around that time.
Well, that tour, you know, the set list, that was unbelievable, that tour. It's incredible.
Yes.
Incredible.
It was, except they never played King of Hearts.
Love that song. True.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine too. I remember, we're going to get into that later, but
yes.
when I when I was able to first get that song live with Bruce's band, you know, at the cruise, man, I was in tears. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Hey, Pete.
Well, I guess I'll explain to you how that all took place later on.
There you go. There you go. You're responsible
go.
For that. Thank you then.
Yes, that might be it. I might have a big part
there
of it.
There you go. You know, Pete, you know, when we do our interview episodes like this one, we always, you know, love giving our listeners a little bit of a retrospective of what was happening at the time when you became a diehard Kiss fan, whether if it was 78, 79, 80. So let me ask you, so did you grow up in a kind of a musical family? There was always music in the house. And if so, what kind of music you were listening to?
No,
not at
not
all.
a musical family at all. Actually, the only music I listened to back then was the radio and whatever Kiss records I had, but then they came out on tape. So I was listening to Kiss tapes. But in middle school, my room looked like your room with posters, except I didn't have frames, tack holes, and then my ceiling had all posters on them. Middle school, it was throughout middle school. Huge Kiss collection I had.
Okay.
For a 15, 16-year-old kid.
That's a lot.
And then my mom one day comes home and says, "Hey, Pete, I saw an ad on the paper. Somebody's looking to buy Kiss stuff." I was 16. I had a girlfriend. I wanted to take her out. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go sell this guy my Kiss stuff. I met this guy in a parking lot, sold him my huge box of Kiss stuff, which, listen, there was a lot of money in that box that I sold, but I was able to take my girlfriend out to dinner and I was happy 16-year-old kid, you know?
Right, right.
and then, you know, it wasn't too far after that eBay came out. And then eBay, like, you were able to find stuff that you wanted. Like, I mean, eBay was big in the 90s, 2000s, where you were able to finally find stuff that you wanted that you couldn't find. And so that was a good platform to have back then, for sure.
True. And during the 80s, you know, all the you know, the glam rock era and LA stuff, were you listening to some other bands or it was just Kiss?
It was Kiss and radio.
Okay.
Up until 99, when Linkin Park came out. When Linkin Park came out, that's... People ask me, oh, Kiss is your favorite band. No, they're not. Linkin Park is.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Musically, like actual songs and listening to them, Linkin Park is... But I have a history with them, so there's a whole other story for another day. But yes, Linkin Park is my true... Like, I'll listen to Linkin Park anytime I can. Even though satellite radio plays a lot of Kiss and Linkin Park, so it's nice.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
I want to go back to your first concert. You it was Hot in the Shade, right?
Yes.
Now my first show was in 79 Dynasty, and it completely changed my life. And we've often talked about it on the show. A lot of Kiss fans at one point check out. I checked out in the 80s, and I got back into Kiss in the late 80s, and my second show was Hot in the Shade. Another show that completely changed my life. And the effect is still evident today. So is it the same for you? When you saw Hot in the Shade, did you feel that was a major change in your Kiss fandom?
Yes, for the simple fact that I was able to attend a show. I would have given anything to go back and see a show from the 70s, and late 70s, early 70s. But back then when I was like a 15-year-old, 16-year-old, MTV was it. And MTV was starting to do videos. And Kiss started doing videos. And you could call in and vote on videos. So I was always following Kiss. Like I said, I sold my collection at 16. Wasn't able to start building it back until I was 19, 20.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 21-ish, right around that time when I was able to find stuff on eBay again. And I was able to, I think I had a job and I was able to buy stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. So I have another question for you related to Hot in the Shade. A lot of fans sort of really put down the album. What are your thoughts about Hot in the Shade?
Again, I mean, they produced a lot of good songs on that album. And again, the one we spoke about, King of Hearts, they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom did get me a guitar when I was 14. I never learned how to play it. It was a garage flea market guitar. And hearing that intro to King of Hearts, I always wanted to learn it. I mean, I just hear that, and hearing that beginning was just something that made me want to learn it, even though I had nobody around to kind of teach me. And my mom raised my brother and I. So, I mean, it was kind of like, I didn't really have anybody around to teach me how to play guitar. And there was no YouTube back then where I can sit and learn and watch a video. So it was definitely a good album, in my opinion. I think it's collectible wise now, it's a tough one to get, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, a lot of amazing songs on that. Forever, one of my favorites, Hide Your Heart. You know, it's incredible, incredible album.
The video's pretty good on Hide Your Heart, too.
Yeah.
It's a classic. I mean, it really is.
It is.
And I think it's because we're all hoping. And I think, I don't know if you guys feel the same way about all the 80s and 90s videos of Kiss with non-makeup. I think we're always having a hope of seeing them with makeup somehow, somewhere in the video.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just.
That's true. So,
yeah, it is true.
I mean, any glimpse of anything. And then they did the one where they did put on the makeup.
Yeah.
Rise to it.
And I think that's where Kiss fans were like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. There is a possibility.
So that was always a good thing. Yeah.
Oh, they were talking reunion at that point, the fans. Like, this is like reunion time now.
They were always talking.
Oh, yeah.
True. We always wanted it. Let's do it.
You know, it's, as we're moving on, Pete, let me tell you, man, this is truly amazing. And to have in the show, we always, watch you on your actions and stuff. And now, having this kind of discussion, like we've known each other for forever, speaking, talking about Kiss and sharing experiences. So, but let us get to know you more. So, Peter, the fan, the Kiss fan. So, what's your favorite era, if you have one?
Early 70s. Has to be 75, 76, 77. That era I loved watching, visually listening to it, watching VHS tapes, because I'm sure everybody knows him. Back in when I was able to get VHS tapes, Peter Arquette was the guy to go to for VHS tapes here in America. Like, I mean, I was able to get some from him, and just watching the old footage was so beautiful to me. And when people ask me, oh, do you like the new shows? I've seen the End of the Road tour 5 years now, we've all seen the same show.
Yeah.
I would like to, I'm okay putting in a Kissology and watching Kissology. It's great. It even has Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park on there. So, I mean, there's a lot of good on those DVDs.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, again, do I want to... The reunion was great. As a fan, going to a reunion tour show, it was great. But still, to be able to see the Dynasty tour, I had... The superhero outfits had to be amazing to see on stage.
Yeah.
One of my favorite posters is the superhero poster.
Right. It is true. Yeah, there's some fantasy there, not because of the original lineup, but that era, that time frame, I think it captures everything, musically, visually. That's what made us all of us, be hooked to this band. And let's go on the other extreme. Do you have any least favorite lineup, if you have some, Joel?
I can't say I do, for the simple fact that each era brought something different. Like, even with the Animalizes, I'll just start with, I guess we go Lick It Up. Lick It Up, when Vinny and Eric came in, that era, they were still Kiss to me. They still had makeup. They were still Kiss, And then when they took off their makeup, it turned a lot of people off. But again, I still followed Lick It Up all the way, Animalize, Asylum, Mark St. John, Bruce. But then again, like, as any Kiss fan, when 95, 96 came, we were all,
exactly.
Yeah, let's get them back. Bring the band back.
Yeah, it was great.
Now, I think once they broke up, every fan had their own opinion of what they should do.
And you mean after the reunion?
After the reunion, put Bruce in makeup, go no makeup. Everybody had an opinion, and Kiss did what they wanted to do. And that's good. I'm not mad about it. I like Tommy and Eric in the band. I do. They've been in the band longer than Peter and Eric Ace. So
yeah.
They have a history, and each era has their own history.
Yeah.
So I don't like one more than the other, but if you ask me to watch a video from a concert series or a year, it'd be 70s. They're always fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
They're pure and they're raw. They're young and they, you know.
Yeah.
Now everything's a stage show, which is still beautiful to watch. And in New York, I had center stage, watched the whole spectacle. It was beautiful.
It is great. It is a great show. It is a great show. And what about albums? What's your favorite?
The album I listen to the most, and I tell people this all the time, was Kiss Alive 3. And I think it's because I had it on tape, and I had a car, and I had a tape player in my car, and in my house I had a tape, the Walkman, and I had Kiss Alive 3 on it. And as strange as it sounds, I mean, everybody's heard Rock and Roll Over a bazillion times. We all have. The one song I listened to more than anything was the Star Spangled Banner on Kiss Alive 3. And that was before I even met Bruce. So, and it's just something that was so touching. And I was a sports fan, like I shared with you guys earlier. And sporting events were always great. But to hear the Star Spangled Banner so pure like that was just, it was beautiful. So Kiss Alive 3, the whole album. I will say I listened to the whole album, but I feel like as a kid, I rewound it more to Star Spangled Banner just to listen to it. Just because the guitar solo was so pure and beautiful.
I know the production on that album, it's fantastic. You know what again, once again, what Eddie Kramer did, you know, it was a hell of a good job. So, members, favorite member. Yeah. Favorite member.
Favorite member. Like Bruce Kulick happens to be my favorite. Now, if you want me to go original lineup.
No, whatever.
No, I'm going to just say, be honest with you. Original member, Gene. Gene is when I say everybody's favorite, I don't think he's everybody's favorite, but as a kid growing up, he was just such the face of Kiss. He was the face of Kiss. And he has been. He just brought out something in everybody. And to hear he was an educator, to hear he never drank, always, I don't know, inspired me, I guess, because one, I didn't have a father figure around, and two, I became an educator and I've never drank. So there's that.
Good example. That's let me go back to what you said at the beginning, Bruce. So tell me something about Bruce. Why do you think that, you know, if we leave Gene, you know, aside for a while, why Bruce?
When he joined the band, to me, he was very interesting to watch. And like I said, to listen to the Star Spangled Banner and King of Hearts as much as I did as a 14, 15, or 15, 16-year-old kid, those were very influential years of a kid's life. Mm-hmm. And to now be able to work with him is just, it comes full circle, and it just truly blows my mind that I have the opportunity to work with him as close as I do. And again, it's been, when him and I first had our first conversation, which I know we'll bring up later, it was an interesting one. I'll just say that.
Love it.
Oh, we're going to get to that in a few minutes, because I want to start talking about the auctions. You know, we've seen over the years, you know, many KISS fans immersing themselves into KISS-related projects, whether it be books, podcasts, blogs, whatever it is. Yours is auctions. So before we talk about that, where did you get that beautiful hoodie? That is nice.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This is become a member of the KLA Army, which we will talk about in a little bit. KISS Live Auctions was a beautiful thought I had in 2019. Where a lot of my friends were in the toy world.
Okay.
Toy world, Star Wars, He-Man, everything you could think of, toys. And they started doing auctions on live on Facebook, toy auctions. And I would go over to their house sometimes and watch them do this. And I'm like, I've got so much stuff. I could do this. So March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, 2019, I went on Facebook. I created the page. I let it grow for about 2 weeks, and then I did my first auction. I was the only one who did an auction for about the first month. And then slowly people were watching, like, I could do this. And everybody who does an auction on the page, I have a practice page where I practice with everybody so that I don't have somebody looking bad. I want them to have a successful auction. So I practice with everybody. And when I say everybody who's done a live auction, I practiced with, even Bruce Kulick before his first auction, him and I did a practice and a run just to make sure, you know, audio's good. You want to make sure that everything looks good and you have to understand a lot when it comes to auctions, because it's not just sitting up here and selling something.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. You have to describe that item you're selling. You have to then collect payment, and then you have to ship it, which I share with a lot of people that before you do an auction, you don't have to have a million items to sell. You just need 5 or 10 items on your first auction, and you'll be able to, you know, get into the groove, because going to the post office with more than 10 items and bags and boxes and poster tubes, it's a lot. So it's more than just holding up an item and saying, oh, I've got 10 of those. I could sell one of them. It's more than that. So I just want everybody to be prepared. So I practice with them. I help them, you know, understand what goes into an auction, because it's more than just selling something.
It's really become a community, because, you know, everybody needs to be on the same page, right? There are certain rules to follow, you know, watch what you're saying, the profanity, for example, and things like that. And people are very careful with that. And I think that's a fantastic idea, because you have all kinds of people watching and buying from these auctions.
Well, I will say this, Kiss Live Auctions, when it started off really just to help Kiss fans find things they didn't really have or they haven't seen in a while. Yes, there was eBay, but this was a new thing. It was before COVID hit, or right around COVID time. Yeah. And it really just, it brought people together. Now there's over 6,000 members on the page. The one thing I say to people is, it makes me happy to know how many people have been brought together through KLA. Mm-hmm. And I say that because we've done many events where we'll take, I mean, there's people who, 6,000 members, and I have another army page that has over 300, which we'll get to at some point. And you just see them in these shirts. And I mean, when you first join the KLA army, you get the original orange and red. Second year is this neon, and third year is double platinum. Fourth year is coming up to where it's a whole different design. And me and my merch guy, I have to throw Troy out there, Troy Cromwell. He does a lot of great stuff. And I will say this, I've met so many creative people in the past 5 years. And I'm looking right behind you, Claudio, and I see Chris Hoffman's work behind you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful stuff that I've seen, and got to meet so many creative people in the last 5 years. That's what really makes me happy. The selling is great. Everybody has stuff to sell, but the relationships that have been built. And I'm going to say this to you guys, and I've said it to other people. Kiss fans are a little bit unique and a little bit shy and a little bit standoffish. And like, you know, I think KLA has brought a lot of people out of their shell to be able to communicate more. Because I mean, I've met people, and I'm good at judging some people, and some people are very shy, but this page has brought out a lot in people. And that makes me the happiest, is the relationships that have been built in the last 5 years.
That's actually a really good point, because in our fandom, there are so many different facets, be it concert going, expos, cruises, and now auctions. There's a little bit of something for everybody. You may not be comfortable at a cruise. You may not be comfortable at an expo, but here's something else to feel more comfortable in, because it's something that they really enjoy, and they feel like, okay, this is something I can definitely do. I really like this.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what I mean, every night on the page is we have auctions every night. We've had auctions every night for the past 3 years. Some nights we have two, some days we have two or three. Anybody who's interested in doing an auction, you could just join on Facebook, kisslivauctions.com, or just Kiss Live Auctions, or you can message me through Facebook or Messenger. KissLiveAuctions.com does have a website, a link at the end that you can put messages. So however you want to contact me, if you want to join, you can. You have to answer a couple of questions. But like you said, there are rules. We try to follow Facebook rules. We try not. I mean, everybody's been helpful in the process of getting the page to where it's at right now. And I can't take full credit. I told you earlier, it's not a me thing. It's a we thing. I got lucky to create a great page and bring people together. But I do have an admin team. I do have people behind the scenes who do a lot for the page and help with the page, whatever's needed to make it a great community and successful community. Because you guys know just as well as I do, there are people in the Kiss world who are autograph police, know-it-alls, which is fine. A lot of people have been part of the band and done so much, and I get all that. Mm-hmm. I used to preach to my kids, it's nice to be nice. And when it becomes silly and there's bickering and stuff, we try to get rid of all the nonsense that we don't need, because again, it's a great community that we've established, and I see nothing but great things for the future. Mm. 5 years is coming up, and it's been a lot, a long journey in that 5 years.
It's interesting. It's obvious that, the way you speak and the way you express yourself, you know, how articulate you are, that you're a teacher by nature. And as such, I guess that you pointed out before that the human aspect of our KISS fandom seems to be extremely important for you. And I think this is what you created with KLA. So do you think that that's maybe one of the reasons why KLA grew exponentially so fast?
I do, because there have been other pages that have opened, mm-hmm. and other pages are still around and still do auctions here and there and do other things on their page, which I'm not a hater. I'll never bash another page or another person. I'm not that guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, hell, we all have a past and we all have done things in the past, but at the same time, we're all in this for collecting KISS. You know, it's a KISS collecting community. And with that being said, I'm happy with where things are right now. Can people do other things? Of course. People can open a page tomorrow and start their own thing. But to build it and keep it going and to where it's been at, again, 7 admin I have, plus a lot of other people who help out, which, can I throw a plug to my admin out there? Because I have to say, every day we communicate and every day we have some type of something that comes up on the page. So let me thank Kenny Bagley, Bill Bjornholm, Paul Weber, Charlie Mack, Chicken, Sean Wagner, Sean Warren, Sean Wagner, my admin team. Plus, I have other people behind the scenes who do so much for the page. Troy Cromwell has designed all the KLA merch shirts. And there's been a lot that have gone out in 3 years. He sent out over 300 membership packs. Well, we have renewals, so probably over 450 membership packs have gone out when you join the KLA Army. Hmm. So nice. It's continuing to grow, and I'm very pleased with it.
That's great.
And there's one more thing I have to throw in there. Bruce joined the page back in 2021, so that helped having Bruce on the page. He's always a fun fan favorite to watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he didn't even start off with me.
Oh, yeah?
No, when Bruce first did his auction, he popped on. Gosh, I feel like I forgot. It might have been Jerry Downing who had him on, but he had him on his phone and like showed him and said, "Hey, Bruce." And Bruce was like, "Hey." And then Kenny did an auction with him for New Year's a couple years back. But like I said, that's when I first met Bruce, because Kenny was like, "Yeah, he's going to do one and he wants to talk to you. And I know you want to talk to him." And so me and Bruce talked the first time, and first auction Bruce did was with Kenny. And then after that, we started our first auction, Bruce and I together. And then after that, we have done quite a few. I think we're up to about 23 now in the past couple of years.
Oh, really? Wow. That much? Well,
yeah,
that's awesome.
The great thing about Bruce, and I will say this, and I think we've all known this, is he's very likable. I've never heard a KISS fan say anything bad about Bruce. You hear about everybody else, but you've never heard anything negative about Bruce, which is a great thing. It's fun to work with him and his wife, because they're a team and they're a great team and they work well together. And we've actually worked very well together in the past couple of years. So,
yeah. You know, I have a question related to auctions in general, and who better than you to kind of reply to this. So let's say that someone is into collecting, you know, big time, or you have your preferred, era, the auctions or O-Coin, whatever, the 80s, the 90s. I think it's pretty clear right now that, the auctions are kind of the best way to acquire merch. You can still go to shops and stuff, buy online, yeah. But I think that for the interaction, auctions is the way to go. The question is the following. Do you think that this is a good way to continue the legacy of the band? This is how you celebrate your love for KISS?
I mean, I got to be honest. I've had many people say to me that when COVID started and everybody had to stay home, that KISS Live Auctions was what kept people going. And even in my first couple of years, I had people messaging me, saying to me that they've canceled their cable so they can watch auctions. They just want to watch auctions. And I thought that was very humbling to hear, because people enjoy it. People get to sit in the comfort of their home and either bid or not bid or watch and just listen. And every auctioneer brings something different. And the slogan on the page is you never know what you'll find, because you never know what you're going to find. I mean, one night you could buy socks, the next night you could buy condoms, the next night you could buy a poster, the next night you could buy a toy. I mean, every night there's something different. Everybody has a different collection. And thankfully, KISS merged everything and did it in the right way. You know, they did a great job. And not only just, you know, there's so much out there that every KISS fan sees something. They're like, ooh, that's cool. Ooh, I used to have that. Ooh, I would like that. So it's great. And I, you know, there's always the great find, going to a garage sale, going to a flea market, going to a record store, that great find, you know, and that will always continue. I don't care who you are, where you're from, people will go and continue to find and look for KISS stuff. There's always eBay. But again, auctions are great because, again, you get to sit in the comfort of your home. Do everybody get to watch it? No. The one thing for us here in America is I have a lot of overseas people saying, you're on too late, we're sleeping. And we've tried doing auctions during the day, during the weekend, like a Saturday afternoon. We've done a couple 12-hour auctions, starting at noon, ending at midnight, you know, where we have 10 different sellers pop on and sell 5 items, 10 items, 2 items, you know. So every night is different, and it's just the platform is a great one for people to either watch, buy, sell, hang out, make friends. Because again, I mean, I know there's so many people who communicate and who have met up at different events, whether it's a cruise, whether it's a concert, whether it's a expo type, Creatures Fest type expo, whatever it is, you have people coming together. And we as KISS fans, we all are here for the same, with the love of KISS.
There you go.
I have a side question, because, you know, in the 50 years that KISS have been around, there's been some game changers, right? Expos has been a game changer. Cruises has been a game changer. Would you agree that KLA is now a game changer? You know, do we need to go to eBay? Uh-uh. I know I don't. I go to KLA when if I want something. You mentioned record stores. I used to, for KISS stuff. The best stuff, KLA, to find bootleg records, you know. And I also think it might be affecting expos, because expos is primarily for merch. Why? Go on KLA. Anything you want, you can find there. You know, Neil Davis has redefined the KISS Expo. It's more show-oriented now and less merch-oriented, because where do you go for merch? KLA. Mm-hmm. So do you agree? Do you think KLA is a game changer in the KISS community?
I appreciate you saying that. I do. And as humble as I am, I would like to say yes. I do know this, because for 5 years, we've been able to touch a lot of people and bring a lot of people a lot of things. And when I say that, it's not just the merch. Again, we've done on KISS Live auctions, we've done charity auctions, we've done fundraising auctions, we've done a lot to help many people. We worked with Rock and Recovery during the COVID year. We helped the KISS crew. Eric Singer put together an auction, charity auction, where we had every member of KISS has been involved somehow with KISS Live auctions, somehow, some way. And I mean, the band sent for KISS Cancer Goodbye, they sent in the drum head from one of the cruises. The whole band signed it, sent it in for charity, and everything that was raised for these were gone go to charity. I've done charity events with Bruce. We've done charity. Eric Singer has done some. Again, like I said, Rock and Recover, we did KISS Cancer Goodbye. And the one you brought up that I'd like to just touch on real quick was Creatures Fest. Neil together an amazing weekend in Nashville with Peter Criss, Bruce Kulick, Vinnie Vincent, and Ace Frehley, which, will we see that again? I don't
think. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, it might happen again with some kind of different lineup, which I'm looking forward to, it because Neil puts on some great events. I will say this, he put on the KISS Miss Masquerade back in 2019 in Sarasota, which was during COVID. He had people blocked off. We still had live show. It was great. And then he also put together the KISS Cancer Goodbye 1, KISS Creatures Fest, and then KISS Cancer Goodbye 2, which I have to say, I've gotten to know Neil and work with Neil in the past couple of years, and he wants to make sure, he says it all the time, he's doing things for KISS fans as a KISS fan. And that's what Kiss fans want, because the lineup he put, he had Sisters Dolls there. Yeah. He had Quarantine there. And we're listening to Kiss music that we don't really get to hear, because that's what fans want. We want to hear something different. We want to hear something newer than what we've heard. Now, one of you brought up Madison Square Garden, the final show. The final shows were great. I'm happy to say I was there. Would I have liked one different song? Sure. Would I have liked a tribute to somebody? Sure.
Yeah.
But that wasn't my call. I know people are like, oh, bring people on stage. In my opinion, I don't think you could do that. It's for just respect out of Tommy and Eric. Because again, Tommy and Eric have been with the band longer than Peter and Ace have. I know Peter and Ace contributed more, but did they contribute more? They contributed with a logo. They contributed with the being a pain sometimes to the band. But in the long run, Tommy and Eric have been there. So, I mean, I'm a respectful guy, and out of respect, I wouldn't want to see anybody else up on stage, but they could have done something for sure. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if anybody, 2027 for Avatars, I'm not sure. How about you?
Oh, don't get me started on Avatars.
Yeah, you should. Let's talk about this.
Who's going to be there? Who's going to be around in 2027? I hope I am. I hope they are. But we'll see. I'm excited to see what the future does hold, because I do think there will be more expos coming up. I do think there will be more fan things. And you brought up, you know, auctions being the way to go. I love it. I think auctions are the way to go. But also, when there are events and expos, you'll have your vendors there, because people will want vendors. And that's for sure. At Creatures Fest, we had around that expo. Were either one of you at Creatures
Fest? No, unfortunately not.
Okay. We had a outdoor unplugged set, which was great. And then we had concerts inside, but we also had an indoor area where vendors were. We had about 15 vendors from all over. You had San and Todd on from KLA. They were there. They drove down from up north. They drove 20 hours down to come be a vendor. Where, again, you get to meet people, you get to interact with people, you get to touch an album, you get to see an album, you get to hold a shirt up, you get to. So you'll still have, whenever expos do happen, you'll have vendors going. I'd go sell stuff at a show for sure. When Creatures Fest does come around again, I'll be a vendor there for sure. And that is something that I did help Neil with. I was in charge of the vendors at Expo City and Creatures Fest. And Neil had a great team for that. We had a lot of people working together who, you know, wanted to make it a great event.
But that's the thing, right? You guys are constantly expanding. Yes, we want to see vendors and touch and feel the merch, but who's there selling? You guys, KLA.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Listen, what you've done, what you're doing is a game changer. What Neil is doing is a game changer. And what's happening? Oh my God, you guys are getting together. It's explosive. It is explosive. You know?
Thank you for saying that.
No, thank you for what you're doing for the KISS fans. It's so exciting. And Claudia was mentioning, you know, the legacy. You know, is this going to continue the legacy? Oh my God, I hope so. I hope so, because it's up to people like you to keep the legacy going. It really is.
One thing I do know, and I think you guys do too, they're not stopping selling merch anytime soon. There's not people aren't going to stop finding merch here and there. People are come across collections every once in a while and they get moved, and it's great. Again, I don't see it slowing down or stopping anytime soon.
No, but going on KISS online isn't an experience. You're buying something. That's true. Cool. I got it. KLA is an experience. Yeah. What Neil does is
that. I thank you guys for saying that. I really do.
No, but this is what fans want.
Well, I do appreciate you saying that. I do. And again, if you're on Facebook, you could join it. Just KISS Live Auctions. Just join. You have to answer a couple questions, but it doesn't take much to join. We'd like you to join if you're not a member. Also, I guess, can I talk about the other pages real quick?
Absolutely.
Are we there?
Yes.
Because of the growth of KISS Live Auctions, because again, when I first started it, and then I think we had like maybe 3 a month. I have all the calendars from all the years. And then we had 5 a month. And then we had 15 a month. And now we're at 30, at least 30 a month. But then again, there's some nights we have 2. So we're in the 40s every month of auctions every day, where it started to get to the point where I wanted to not do auctions because they didn't feel comfortable doing auctions, which I get. I get there's people, it's tough to do this sometimes. I remember my first time, a couple times, I was like, still shy because you know people are watching.
Yeah.
And every night we have anywhere between 30 and 100 watchers, depending on the night, depending on who it is, depending on preview pictures, because I promote people putting up preview pictures before their auction. Let people see what you're going to put out there. You know, let people want to come to your event and see your auction. So I promote putting up preview pictures. So because of the how big the main page of Kiss Live Auctions became, I started a second page, two sister pages, which are Kiss Claim and Silent Auction page, which is you could put up items that are a claim auction or a silent auction. 3-day silent auction max. But I mean, I think everybody knows what a claim and a silent auction is. It's kind of like eBay, really. You know, that's pretty much what it is. It's kind of like eBay. And like the buy it now and, you know, silent auction, just like that. And then we also have the deal or no deal page, which is exactly what it is. You put up your poster, somebody offers you $50, you say no deal. Somebody offers you $100, you say deal and take it. And, you know, and then that's the two sister pages. But then I started a membership page because, again, I know there's really diehard Kiss fans. And I started the KLA Army. I mean, as you can see, I mean, I took it from the Kiss Army for sure. And when Troy and I started talking about this, we talked about what do we want it to look like. And I mean, I think we all remember when you joined the Kiss Army back when you got something with that logo on it, the very predominant yellow and orange. So the KLA Army member page is a very special page. First of all, it does have a membership fee. It's $74 a year, but you get a membership pack. You get to go to a special Facebook page where we have a special claims and silent auction where the claim and silent page doesn't even see some of the things that go there. Because, I mean, we have some people who put up some really good stuff. I have Pat, who works with Ace and Paul and Keith. They put up some special items on that page. You get birthday surprises. But every month I do a giveaway. Every month, every member has their own number. I pull chips and I give away every month. I give away 4 prizes every month, and they're great prizes. Every month there's at least one signed item. I've given a lot of items away in the last 2 years, and it's great. It's more for the fan. That's the fan page that, you know, kissliveauctions.com if you ever want to join the army. And Pasquale, I'll have to get you a neon one after you join.
Oh, love it. How did I not know about that joining page? I had no idea.
The membership, yeah.
Liveauctions.com. It's on the bottom. It scrolls on the bottom of my thing.
Yeah.
Hold on.
See yeah, there you go.
There you go.
There we go.
Oh, I got to get on that. I got to get on that. Absolutely.
You know what? I'll get you guys a buy one, get one discount.
Beautiful.
There you go.
Thank you.
Both join.
Pete, you mentioned before that your favorite member is Bruce. And I think that for a Kiss fan, you know, it is the ultimate dream to end up working with a member of the band, like what you're doing now with Bruce. So how did it happen that you're working with Bruce and Lisa now?
Again, it started with the auction. He did an auction with Kenny on New Year's a couple of years back. And I had to have a conversation with him before going live to make sure he knew everything worked. And the one thing I didn't know then that I know now is Bruce is a perfectionist, and Bruce is not going to make it look bad, and that we were going to make it successful. And after the first conversation, after his first auction, we had a second conversation, which again, it was just very professional about auctions. And he asked me about posters, because I'm a poster guy. I don't know what you tell me in a second, but my true love is posters. I'm a poster guy. I have a poster rack that flips like at Spencer's or one of the stores filled with Kiss posters. I love them. And so he asked me, who's the poster guy on KLA? And I said, I am. And he's like, let's do an auction. He's like, let's do an auction together, because I've got a lot of posters. And we did, our first auction was called Poster Palooza. He sits in Vegas. I'm in Orlando. We split screen it, and he sells stuff from there. I sell stuff. He plays guitar and plays music, and Lisa will sometimes sing. I've told this to many people. It's like we get a little mini Kiss concert, because Bruce riffs such great songs. I mean, he could just sit there and just go right into Domino, and you're just like, like, wow, like that's what we want. And so to be able to get that opportunity to work with him and do auctions with him, and I will say this, it's it was be doing just auctions, but it's become a friendship and it's become a partnership, and we work very well together, and I'm very thankful and blessed. So yes, I feel very lucky every day, because I do get messages almost every day from the big guy, and it's great. It's been a great journey. Great. Did I ever expect it? No, I never expected. And he was the first, besides Eric Carr on the side of the stage when I was 15, he was the first member I met, because I never got to go to concerts. I never did meet and greets. I never got to go on cruises. I was a teacher. That was before kids. Now that I have kids, I really don't have anybody. So with that being said, I mean, I will say this. I got very blessed and lucky to go on the last two KISS cruises because I got to work with Bruce, because I had that opportunity to be with Bruce and help him on stage, carry guitars, be his guy, which is kind of funny because, again, I would have never – that was KISS cruise 10 and 11. I didn't go to
I remember. I remember seeing you during the signing session there too. You know, right next to the table with the band and Lisa and Bruce.
Somebody's got to open the markers for Bruce. He doesn't like taking the caps off his head, so I'm going to take them off for the big guy. He's gotten his fingers are very fragile. We got to be careful. Right. But yes, it's been a true pleasure and honor to get to work with him. And we did an event, again, another event that Neil put on that doesn't get spoken about because it was very small and intimate. We did the Bruce Kulick New Year's Eve experience last year in Vegas, where there was about 50 people. Bruce and his band played two sets. Him and Lisa did a set. And it was just a great three-day weekend in Vegas. And another thing, because I don't drink, I'm not a party guy, so most New Year's Eve, I'm at home doing nothing. So it was nice to get to Vegas with my wife and spend it with Bruce and the band. And because Bruce's band, I have to say this, Todd Kearns, Zach Throne, Brett Fence, they were fabulous.
And that band is amazing.
They play what we want to hear. And I think we were spoken about King of Hearts earlier on the cruise. I went on the first cruise with Bruce. He did his set and it was great to watch. After the first cruise, I bugged him about doing King of Hearts.
Okay.
Halfway through, I guess I would say March of the year of the last cruise, he sends me a picture of his iPad and something playing King of Hearts. And I said, ooh, I love it that you're practicing it. So then we get to the cruise and he's like, I go into his room to go help him get his guitar and stuff. And the set list is on the bed. And I didn't look at it. He's like, did you see it? And I go, did I see what? He's like, the set list. I'm like, no. And I looked at it. And I'm like, oh, you're playing. I'm like, oh, dude, like, oh, it's so great. Quick story. Because if you were on the cruise, you will remember this.
Yeah.
Or you could watch the footage of it. That night after the show, because so many people came up to me afterwards and were like, oh, that was the best show. But, you know, it was great. Everybody loved that era of music.
Yeah.
We're sitting at dinner, me, him, Lisa, and my wife, and I say towards the end where Todd goes, I want all of you to freeze for 10 seconds. And he's like, what? I'm like, dude, it will be perfect. You gotta tell the band they gotta do this right before Bruce goes back into towards the end. And if you watch the second night of it, and then the second cruise, first two shows. They do it. It's beautiful. And if you watch the first cruise, he mentions it beforehand. A lot of people were wanting me to play this song and he looks down at me.
Oh, really? That's beautiful, man.
It's a great story. And I like it because, again, I told you earlier, it's one of my favorite songs off Hot in the Shade. And
Oh, yeah. That was a very special moment, you know, for that cruise. We were there. Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt you again, but the KISS cruises, I didn't realize what a community that was because I never got to go. So my first cruise was great because it was the COVID year, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't number 10, yes. Yeah.
It wasn't that crowded. People from overseas couldn't come. So, yeah. I mean, again, it wasn't crowded. And then the first week was not crowded. And then the second week was packed, which I enjoyed getting to meet so many people. Because like you said, you get to watch me. Yeah. You get to see me do auctions. You get to see other sellers do auctions. I got to finally see people and they're like, oh, I get to see you. So when I get to put faces with names, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It is indeed. Hey, Pete, what does the future hold for you? What are you working on? What's coming up?
Valentine's Day, me and Bruce and Lisa are doing our third Valentine's Day auction on Kiss Live Auctions. If anybody
Nice.
is around, bored on a Valentine's Day, which you should be out celebrating with somebody, but if you're not, that's okay. Trust me, my wife already yelled at me. She's like, "You're doing another one." I'm like, "I am." It just works out. I'll say that. It works out. Bruce and I and Lisa put together posters usually and picks for the event because we make it an event. It's more of a It's an event, you
Yeah.
know. Not only are we selling stuff, but Bruce tells stories. People will pop in and say, play something, hide your heart. And I'll be like, "Hey, Bruce, play Hide Your Heart." And he's like, "Bee-bee-bee," and he just goes into it. And like I said, sometimes Lisa will sing, but again, we get to see Bruce, we get to see him. Eric's done auctions on Kiss Live Auctions. Again, Tommy is on the page, but doesn't really participate much. But I do know that we have some of his items on the claim page. If anybody's looking for Tommy items or even Eric items, Eric Singer drumsticks. Oh, I have to also throw out there, Loretta Carr, Eric
Yeah,
Carr's sister,
there you
has done
go.
a
Yeah.
lot on the pages, which she does a lot to keep Eric, you know, around and alive. And it's great because she's done a lot. And we're happy that she's part of the page.
Good stuff. That's Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
That's
Okay.
coming on Valentine's Day.
Claudio, you know what's going to happen? I'm gonna be out, you know, for supper with my girlfriend, and I'm gonna have my phone on the table while we're having supper. You know, having supper with my girlfriend on Valentine's and watching the auction. I'll send you a picture. You're going to see.
There
You're going
you
to see.
go. Two quick stories. I've heard that so many times. Like I was at dinner having dinner and I was had it on the side. I was trying to bid on something. I've heard that. And then I've also when I meet people and I meet their partners and I get, "You're the guy who makes my husband spend money." I'm like, "No, I'm not." I'm like, "No, I'm not. I don't push their buttons. I don't tell them to hit enter. I created the page, but I don't make them spend money." So that's two things that I get once in a while, which is kind of
Of
funny.
course.
No, my girlfriend is a Kiss fan, but she's not really immersed in the culture like we are. And one time I was over at her place and I was watching the auction on the sofa, and she leans back. She looks, "What are you watching?" "Oh, the auction." "Okay." Then she's watching, goes, "Oh, buy that, buy that, buy that." Okay, hey, relax, relax. It's really that easy to get into it.
It becomes addicting. And then, like I
Oh my
said, there's
God,
many
yeah.
people.
It does, it
I would
does.
say we have about, right at the moment, we have about 30 active sellers. But in the last 5 years, I've probably had about 60 sellers who have gone on live and sold items. And, you know, whether it's to make money for themselves and their families or just to remove, like, downsize their collection, you
Yeah,
know, or.
It is the time
I think, I don't know if
sometimes.
I said this to you guys, or I think I typed it to one of you. It's the vicious cycle of Kiss. We
Yeah.
buy to sell and we sell to buy. That's what
Yeah.
we do.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad thing. Like I told you, when I was 16, I sold my whole collection. Whole thing gone. I have nothing left. No shirt. Sold the whole box to the guy to take my girlfriend to dinner.
Yeah.
So,
Indeed.
but thankfully, I got the collection back. Thankfully, I was able to, you know, build a collection. And then, you know, like we said, this has been very, the last 5 years have been very wonderful, blessed, and flattered for all the good things that have happened.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, I want to ask you something, you
Yes,
know,
sir.
that we were touching on Valentine's and family and all this stuff. We had the chance to meet your beautiful wife at the garden. So, is she also a Kiss fan? And what about your kids?
Wife, not so much.
Okay.
I will be honest, my living room that you see me do my auctions in, that looks like the back of yours, that used to be our dining room. So that's a little bit of a, like, we don't have a dining room anymore. It's a Kiss room.
That's
But that's okay because I had a Kiss room before I had twin boys.
Okay.
And my twin boys took over the Kiss room and my Kiss room became the living room. So it works out. But no, she's not a big fan. My kids are into it, no, but they understand what I do. And I mean, my 7-year-old twins, they like, you know,
Yeah, of course.
they're
Yeah.
Kiss. They're the guys that
Rough.
make them, you
That's
know?
right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
So.
That's right. But I guess that, you know, the beauty of all of this, what you guys are doing with KLA, is you don't have to be actually a diehard fan. You know, with all the people that you're meeting and the community that was created, that's the beauty of it, right? So getting people together, taking, you know, I've seen the beautiful pictures of all of you guys together in New York and in all of the events. I
and
think that's really
tank and creature's best.
That's the beauty of it, you know. So that's very enriching.
You know, and just back to Bruce for a second, you know, the beauty of KLA is that, you know, you bring the human factor in the community. You know, we look at Bruce, he's like, he's a rock guy, he's a rock star. But then you see him on the auction, he's like you and me. He's like, he's just having fun and hanging out. It's like Bruce and Lisa are in the living room with us and we're just chatting and having fun together. It's an amazing experience.
It is, and I'm very blessed that we get to do it, and I get to be able to provide it to so many, because a lot of people have gotten to see these. And if anybody's going to Vegas anytime soon, Bruce is doing meet and greets out there. He lives in Vegas, and if anybody is interested, just contact me, and I will let you know the information. It depends on when they go to Vegas and where they're staying, and I was able to help set up, coordinate meet and greets for him when he was on the road. And now that he's not with Grand Funk, you know, I will say this, and I've said it a couple times to him. I love retired BK. It's nice. He's getting to do a lot more in his retired life that, you know, he didn't get to do because he had to travel. And as much as he enjoyed, you know, Grand Funk, it was time. He just celebrated his 70th birthday December. And I'm happy he gets to spend more time with Lisa and do more things for himself.
So, Pete, before we close a curtain on this show, what would you like to say to the KISS Army and specifically to the KLA members?
Well, to the KLA members, thank you for being part of KLA. KISS Live Auctions was, again, just an idea I had, and it's turned into something, as you would say, a game changer, and I thank you for that. But truly, it's turned into something that has blown my mind, blown my expectations. I was just having fun selling KISS stuff, and it's turned into a great community of people. For those people who don't know about KISS Live Auctions, we're on Facebook. We do live auctions every single night. You're welcome to join. If anybody has any questions, they can message me directly. If anybody wants to become a seller, message me directly. And check us out. KissLiveAuctions.com if you want to join the KLA Army, or just check out the history of KISS Live Auctions. And there's pictures on there of Bruce and some of the events that he and I have done together. Like the cruises, like the, you know, expos. So I expect more in the future, and not just, you know, KLA will be involved in whatever's coming up, I hope. I mean, I expect us to, whether it's, you know, being there, being part of it, sponsoring something, we will be there. And a lot of the sellers will be there also if there's vendors and stuff. Even if not, we're all fans. So if there's something KISS going on, we're going to try to get together and be together.
Awesome. You know, Pete, it's been amazing, man, to see you in New York, and now, you know, having the chance to spend this time with you, so fascinating, you know. And congratulations for what you guys are doing. Congratulations to the community, because this is everybody, you know. It's not only you, you have a team working with you, and you know, success, it's not casual, you know. Things, you know, happen for something, and dedication, professionalism, and passion. And again, so thank you so much for your time. It's been great to have you.
I appreciate you guys, because again, I'm number 142. I thank you for letting me be number 142. This has been fun, and I've told you guys, I've seen many of your podcasts, and I think they're great. They're fun to watch. They're very entertaining in every which way. Everybody's just like KLA. You never know what you're going to find. Everybody's bringing something different. So,
what I love about our show is that with every guest that we have, you know, we learn something new. And what I learned today is, you know, getting to know you and talking to you, KLA has your stamp all over it. It's an event that's full of passion and integrity. And that's what makes KLA so special. So again, thank you for everything you've done, everything you're doing, everything you're going to continue to do for the fans. It's amazing. Keep it up.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys. Keep your platform going too, because again, you provide so much information for KISS fans. So thank you guys.
Thank
really
you so much.
appreciate that. Thank you.
142 episodes. I mean, you guys are doing something right, right?
And going. We're not going to stop anytime soon.
Neither are we. Keep it going. Let's
fantastic. Go. Fantastic.
Thank you, guys. So, have a great, great day. Be
thank
safe.
You so much.
Thank you. You too.
Blessings.
Thank you, guys.
So, to the KISS Army, we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas, please send them to talktome@kissarmynationpodcast.com. Until the next time, remember, never stop rocking. Take care, everyone. If you enjoyed this episode, like and subscribe on YouTube or follow us on Spotify, Podomatic, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to make yourself heard. Leave us a comment on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. See you all soon, KISS Army.